This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo.
ESG has become a loaded term. It stands for Environmental, Social, and Corporate Governance. And it's an investment strategy that considers those factors when assembling a portfolio. The idea has gotten caught up in political tug-of-wars, but is it a good way to invest? Marketplace's Sabri Benesher put that question to Rich Newsom, Global Chief Investment Strategist at the consulting firm Mercer.
How have ESG funds performed compared to the rest of the stock market so far this year?
We ran an analysis year to date of the 10 largest ESG themed funds as identified by Statista.com. And only three of the 10 had outperformed the S&P 500 year to date. And two of them have actually delivered a negative year to date return, even though the S&P 500 is up double digits.
That's interesting because I recall just a few years ago, people promoting ESG funds were pointing out that they were outperforming just about everything.
During COVID in particular, when oil prices dropped into the 10s or 20s, in general, ESG-themed funds did well. That reversed in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine, oil prices went past $100 a barrel, and a lot of ESG investors were surprised that they substantially underperformed the market due to being light in traditional energy.
Central to ESG funds are values, and that has made them controversial, politicized even. They've been the target of Republican lawmakers who claim the funds politicize investment instead of worrying about the bottom line. What's your perspective on that?
So I have a contrarian view that's not popular with either end of the political spectrum, which is that the conversation we're having now in the headlines and with politicians involved about ESG, it's actually the same conversation we've been having within investment committee rooms on the institutional side for more than 30 years. And at the end of the day, it's constructive because it's educating investors that ESG is not one size fits all. There are things to look at here. You need to understand what's in the package and your own beliefs about risk return drivers or impact that you want to have in the world or values will drive you to a different answer. Even within the most passionate, sophisticated ESG investors, there are big differences in belief. If we just take climate change and carbon emissions, there's part of the ESG committed community that believes in net zero and that portfolios should have a net zero commitment and go to net zero. There's another part of the ESG community that is saying, actually solving your portfolio, taking your portfolio to net zero, we could do that tomorrow. That doesn't change the world very much. If you want to change the world, you need to put your money into clean tech and green infrastructure investments. And if you don't do that, we won't solve climate change.
Given the natural disaster after natural disaster that we have seen this year, whether it's wildfires or extreme heat, flooding, hurricanes, E in ESG is environmental factors. Is there any sense that the urgency of this severe weather is drawing more people to consider ESG funds right now?
Definitely the widespread coverage of major environmental disasters, it is causing both institutional and retail investors to think about more carefully, what do we believe will drive security prices or what impact do we want to have in the world and can we make money from having that impact? Or are there just values we want to reflect in our portfolio because we don't want to make money off things that are actually hurting the planet and we'd rather make our money off things that are helping.
Rich Newsom is Global Chief Investment Strategist at the consulting firm Mercer. Thank you, Rich, so much.
Thanks for having me.